We're going to begin this news hour with videos emerging out of Gaza appearing to show summary executions of Palestinians by Israeli soldiers. Al Jazeera has obtained the videos, and let me give you a warning. Some of you might find them disturbing. We're choosing not to show the moment of death in the videos. They were taken around Al-Rashid Street. That's the coastal road connecting north and south Gaza. Israel has designated it as a safe zone for Palestinians wanting to move between the areas. This footage is from June 1st. It shows a person walking along the beach. Israeli soldiers appear to have stopped them, and moments later, the person is shot. This next video is set to show a group of Palestinians walking north on May 17th. One of them steps out of the group and raises their hands in the air, apparently showing that they're unarmed. They're shot within minutes. Then the video appears to show soldiers coming in to take the person's body away. And in this footage, another person is standing in the same area with their hands in the air. This is shortly before they're shot by Israeli soldiers. The same then happens to another person later. We're going to bring in Anthony Lowenstein. He's the author of The Palestine Laboratory. It's a book on Israel's arms and surveillance industry. He's joining us live from Sydney. Thank you very much indeed for being with us. I wanted you to help me out with some context, first of all, geographically. What's your understanding of where the safe zone was at this time?
Well, the truth is there is no safe zone, as every viewer will know. I mean, Israel has claimed at various points in the last 8+ months that certain parts of Gaza are safe zones, particularly in the last month or so, for example, where around 800,000 to 1 million Palestinians from Rafah moved slightly away from the border on Egypt. But there was no safe zone because those areas were also bombed. So there are no safe zones, despite what Israel claims. And this sort of footage that you're showing is just yet the latest example of the complete criminality, really, and unaccountability of Israeli forces there without any kind of rules of engagement. Of course, the Israeli military says there are rules of engagement if you ask them directly. But as we've seen for a long time in Gaza and, frankly, long before October 7, those rules of engagement are lax at best.
When it comes to situations like this, one of the arguments that our defences, shall we say, that is in, put forward by the Israeli military is that individuals would pose some sort of threat to the troops or they were encroaching on some sort of military installation. You've seen the pictures. What's your interpretation? Would that argument stand up?
No, is the short answer. And it's similar to what we saw, I think, about a month or so ago, also on Al Jazeera, from footage, drone footage, of Palestinians unarmed who are walking in an open field, nothing near a military installation, who were shot dead, a number of them. And this is fits into a long-standing pattern. And almost certainly, if Israel does respond to this, they will say, yes, we'll investigate. It was against our rules of engagement. We deeply apologize. But it never goes anywhere. And that's similar to what we've seen, for example, of huge amounts of Israeli soldiers documenting on TikTok and other social media platforms either abuses of Palestinians, the humiliation of Palestinians. And the idea that there's a particular safe zone, I think, also goes to the heart of what Israel's creating in Gaza, which is large buffer zones that in the current negotiations for a so-called ceasefire, which appear to be stalled yet again, there is a demand from Hamas that all Israeli forces would inevitably withdraw in a reasonable amount of time. But Israel has been creating for months, largely out of the international eye, buffer zones where around 16 to 20% of Gaza has essentially been gobbled up by this so-called buffer zone. And there's no suggestion from Israel that they would ever leave that buffer zone, essentially allowing them access in the north and the south of Gaza at any time they want, when and if the war ends. So the idea of safe zones are a myth, tragically.
We are talking about a war zone, and soldiers, combat troops under fire can be under significant stress. Is there anything in these pictures to indicate that the soldiers may have been responding to a stressful situation?
Look, not that we've seen. Obviously, it's impossible to know exactly what happened before this footage and what happened slightly after. But it fits into a long-standing pattern, as I say, of Israeli soldiers being trigger-happy. And this has been since October 7 along the Israel-Gaza border for years. And we only have to remember a number of years ago, the so-called Gaza March of Return, where thousands of Palestinians were shot, many of them maimed forever, for simply walking towards a fence in Gaza, and huge numbers of Palestinians were killed as well. So yes, Israeli soldiers would feel under threat. That's no doubt true because it's a war zone, but that does not justify any kind of killing of unarmed civilians. Nothing justifies that whatsoever.
Benjamin Netanyahu has repeatedly referred to the Israeli military as the most moral army in the world. Do these pictures reflect that?
I mean, the idea that in 2024, the Israeli government and many of its supporters claim that there's any such thing as a moral army. I mean, the concept of armies, by definition, you could argue, are immoral. And what I mean by that is that if you look at the US military in the last 20 years, Iraq or Afghanistan, or the Israeli military in Gaza or the West Bank or, frankly, Lebanon in the last years, immorality is the point. Mass killing is the point. Mass slaughter is the point. As we've seen in Gaza since October 7, the idea of having potentially 40,000 to 50,000 Palestinians killed, the vast majority of whom are civilians. No one really buys this argument that Israel is a moral army. Its greatest backers and supporters might support that or believe that delusion, but no one who's rational does. And it's why in many parts of the world now, particularly young people in the US, Israel's image has tanked, completely tanked. And that's a problem that Israel's going to have moving forward.
Antti Lewinstein, we appreciate you being with us on Al Jazeera. So thank you very much indeed for your time.
Thank you.
Make sure to subscribe to our channel to get the latest news from Al Jazeera.